You know, the word civics, politics, when you all boil it down, it really means one simple thing. It means people. And so part of the reason why I love politics or government is it matters. It affects me. It affects you in so many different ways. And often we just don't understand the issues or the underlying issues that are at play. And so part of the reason why I talk about politics is, first, government and politics impacts nearly every aspect of our lives. Whether we like it or not, government plays a huge role in our daily lives, ranging from the amount of tax you pay for something or what you're allowed to even purchase. I mean, the role of government is just that vast. Second, having knowledge of politics helps you make an informed voter. It's a well-known fact that many Americans don't vote. For those who do, I believe it's important to go to the polls armed with the facts, whether you're voting for president or voting on a local ballot initiative. Look, let me tell you, what happens nationally always affects what's happening locally and vice versa. And third, let's face it, politics is entertaining. While it might not be as entertaining as going out with your friends on a Friday night, politics can be quite fun. So, no matter how you slice it, ladies and gentlemen, politics is here to stay. It's our job, it's our duty to stay abreast on the issues so that we can make informed decisions for our families. You know, I don't have a hard time explaining the fact that I received my undergraduate degree in political science, my minor in political communications, my master's in public administration. Long story short, I love politics. As a kid growing up, my mom wasn't very political. She just knew what she liked and what she didn't like. And because of that, I was able to form my own political opinions about things all on my own without anyone telling me this is what you should or shouldn't do, like many kids I see today. When I was in high school, for most of my high school years, President George H. Bush was the president of the United States. And during his tenure, we fought in Kuwait. And at that particular time, that George Bush had approval ratings all the way up into the 90s. And that was, well, before the nation went to, I guess, war in Kuwait. We don't really call it war, but before we had a battle in Kuwait, his approval ratings were like in the high 60s, 70s, right? Things that we aren't used to today. And most of that was because, as a politician, he had his core principles, but he was always willing to compromise. And that was basically how things were at that particular point in time. My whole point in saying this is we have become so political that we don't often see what's important, and civility is important. To illustrate that fact, that George Bush, the first one, was running for re-election. His opponent was Bill Clinton. He lost to Bill Clinton. And this is what he wrote to the incoming president at that particular time. "Dear Bill, when I walked into this office just now, I felt the same sense of wonder and respect that I felt 4 years ago. I know you will feel that too. I wish you great happiness here. I never felt the loneliness some presidents have described. There will be very tough times, made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a very good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success is now our country's success. I'm rooting hard for you. Good luck, George. I miss that level of civility. As always, this is your boy DJ Holmes, and you've been listening to New Love.